This is Colorado Public Radio News in KRCC. I'm Vic Valla. Demonstrators gathered at the state capitol in Denver and in downtown Colorado Springs Saturday for rallies in support of Ukraine. KRCC's Abigail Beckman was at the Springs event.
11-year-old Katerina Zagrobelny attended the gathering with her father. Their family left Ukraine 6 months ago and now lives in Colorado Springs.
It's horrible what's happening. Putin is power hungry, but doesn't he have enough?
Her extended family is still in Ukraine, including grandparents, aunts, uncles, and cousins, some of them in the capital of Kyiv. Abigail Beckman, KRCC News.
Competition for Team USA's wheelchair curling team is underway at the Beijing Paralympics. The roster includes Pam Wilson, a doctor from Westminster. She says curling fans may gain new perspective on the sport if they tune in.
We don't have sweepers. So unfortunately, you know, we don't get to yell at people. So it's a little quieter sport, but we have to be more exact in our delivery because we don't have those sweepers that are carrying that rock.
Athletes will compete throughout the week for a spot in the playoffs, which will start Friday. Snow will fall at a steady pace over the mountains and Front Range today. Denver could get up to 5 inches of snow through Monday, perhaps even a little more for Colorado Springs. And parts of the high country could see several more inches of snow today on top of what's already fallen over the mountains. You're listening to CPR News.